This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, it is a big question. How do you respond as a community and an individual to climate change? The Juno Commission on Sustainability hopes to break it down for us with a series of webinars on how to reduce Juno's carbon footprint. And joining us, we have Angelie Grantham. She's vice chair of the Juno Commission on Sustainability, and Steve Benke, who is the energy chair. So I want to welcome both of you to our program. It's exciting that you're going to have, a five-part series of programs. I mean, that sounds like a big chunk right there, but in some ways, maybe it'll help the climate change problem from being less overwhelming.
That's what we hope. We're really happy to be partnering with AARP on this series this time around. And I think that we've been planning this for several months now, and there's so much that we can do as a community, we can do as individuals, we can do in this world to mitigate climate change. So it just wasn't adequate to cover it in an hour-long webinar. So we figured let's break it up, turn it into a several-month-long series, and address all sorts of topics while we can.
So the goal is to drill down. and I think that maybe is something that could be quite welcome because, you read about all the disasters that they think are related to climate change, from floods to all kinds of problems, droughts, shortages from water, all kinds of things. So to make it seem more manageable, maybe it is a good idea to just focus on what you can do locally. What do you think about that, Steve?
I think that's right. There aren't really any silver bullets. There really aren't single things that can be done. But there's lots of pieces, and there's lots of small things that can be done. I think we're following in the footprints of the folks who just spoke before us. I think that we're really into the idea of optimism about this. That there are solutions and. There's a lot of different things that people can do to address their own personal carbon footprint. And there's lots of things that can be done to work together as a community to address the broader community footprint.
So I see that your very first workshop is coming up tomorrow, March 9th, from 6 to 7:30. And it's more specific to the community, defining what a carbon footprint is. So what will we come away with this workshop with?
This first workshop is really an introduction to the entire series. So rather than every single one of these upcoming webinars, us restate over and over again, things like talking about the Juno Climate Action and Implementation Plan, talking about the Juno Renewable Energy Strategy, defining carbon footprints, we figure we'll cover some of these introductory topics straight up. And so I'll be doing a lot of the talking at this upcoming webinar, the one that's tomorrow, and it will include a brief orientation to these foundational climate policies that we have here in Juno. And we'll also be talking about some concepts like what is a carbon footprint, what is beneficial electrification, what is this idea of net zero, just some of these kind of overarching concepts that you hear a lot about when we discuss climate change and climate change solutions. So I'll be describing that, and then we'll also get a sneak peek as to some of the solutions that we're going to be talking about over the next 2 months of programming.
I know recently you did a wonderful series of articles in the Juno Empire called The Solutionists and identified people in the community that were doing positive things, from composting to recycling. So I guess we're going to probably get exposed to a lot of ideas in these webinars. And I guess the next one in the series is called The Green Home. Steve, you want to tell us what that one's all about?
Sure. That's going to focus on how your home fits into the bigger picture, how much energy you use to heat and run your home, but with a big emphasis. So basically starting out by discussing how you use energy and what that means for your carbon footprint, and then focusing in right away fast on the kinds of things you can do to improve energy efficiency, reduce your amount of fossil fuel that you use in your home. And back to one of my favorite topics, of course, we've talked about before, about heat pumps as being one of the real solutions that people can adopt to reduce their carbon footprint for homes that are heated with oil.
Yeah, you are a heat pump evangelist. What do you, in your mind, would help us all a lot if everybody had heat pumps in Juneau?
Well, Juneau is such a great place because we've got this great clean hydropower that provides our electricity. So every time somebody shifts from an oil burning heating system to a heat pump, they're reducing their carbon footprint by tons of carbon per year, and so it's just such a natural fit. And heat pumps not only reduce your carbon footprint but can save you money. So it's a great combination for Juneau.
Well, Angeli, one of the things I see coming up on April 6th, this is the third in your series, is focused on transportation as a climate change solution. And boy, that has to be top of mind to people now with the Russian-Ukraine crisis and talking about not buying Russian oil, which is driving up the price of oil. And it's at times like this that you kind of wish that we weren't so oil dependent.
You got it, Rhonda. It's so true. I have to say that this is the moment, if you have the means, to invest in electrifying everything that you can, including transportation. So this is a great moment for getting an electric vehicle, an air source heat pump as well, because the thing is that fossil fuel prices are going up and likely will continue to go up. They're really volatile. But you know what isn't volatile? Our cost per kilowatt hour. So it's a way to really save money, and it's an actionable thing that we can do to separate ourselves from Russia as well. So yes, transportation, when you look at Juneau's emissions profile, 55% of our community's emissions come from transportation. That's flying, boating, and ground transportation, just getting around in our cars and trucks. So whatever we can do to decrease that, that's, you know, thinking about non-motorized transportation as well, all the health benefits associated with biking and walking. But then also, there's a lot of options that are coming on the market for electric vehicles, and they're really exciting. I mean, I think a lot of us have heard about the Ford Lightning. I know that my family is signed up on the waiting list for that. It's going to be really fun to be able to have that truck have, you know, over 200 miles of range and be able to haul our boat around. So during that session, we'll be talking a lot about different solutions, reducing emissions by getting around. And there's a lot more every year. There's new models that are coming on, and the price continues to go down. So it's a really great moment to be an EV aficionado.
Well, Angeli and Steve, we are running out of time today, and you know, you have two other ones that deserve discussion as well, two other seminars, Grub and Garbage and Building Resiliency. And maybe you can come back again and talk about those as we get closer to the dates for those webinars. And this might be a good time to tell us how we can participate.
Happy to do so. So these are going to be shared via Zoom. You can register for this series if you go to the AARP webpage, excuse me, the Alaska webpage is states.aarp.org/Alaska. And there you'll be able to register for all of the webinars. You'll also be able to watch these via Facebook Live. On AARP Alaska's Facebook page. So just go onto Facebook, search for AARP Alaska. We're going to be hosting these tomorrow, 6 p.m. And following this, it'll be every other Wednesday through May 4th. So there's lots of opportunities to participate, to join in the conversation, and to learn how you can become part of the climate solutions.
Right. And then just one other thing to bring up here is that you are partnering with the AARP, a senior citizens organization. Why do you feel that they should be a partner in this? Angelie?
Okay, I'm happy to answer that. Well, AARP is really focused on improving the quality of life in communities, and they're all about building community connections. And climate change is a topic that affects every single individual. There's a lot of ways that we can build resiliency and connection by the improvements that we can make to make us more resilient to climate change. Moreover, those who are seniors are really negatively affected by climate change. We saw in the recent heat dome event that happened this last summer in the Pacific Northwest that a lot of people suffered from heat stroke and even died because of the climate emergency. So climate change affects everyone, especially elders. And being that AARP is so focused on community connections, improving the quality of life of communities and elder issues, it makes a whole lot of sense that they would join up with the Juno Commission on Sustainability to produce this web series.
All right. Well, come back. Tell us more. Angelie Grantham, she's vice chair of the Juno Commission on Sustainability. And Steve Behnke, he is the Energy Committee chair. And also maybe next time we can talk more about the Juno Commission itself. So hope we have you back soon.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you.